Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com. So this Christy Miller series led to a new book that you've written that we're going to talk about today. And I love the thread of God's handiwork in this, of how that came about. But tell us about this book that you've written called Spoken For, Knowing Who We Are and Whose We, Embracing Who We Are and Whose You Are.
Well, it's, as you said, it was an unexpected story that linked back to the Christy Miller series. I had written these novels for teenagers because my husband and I were in youth ministry and the girls in the youth group were reading all kinds of books I didn't think they should be reading. And they challenged me to write the kind of pure love stories that they wanted to read, but to show characters who were Christians. So this whole series developed when it was first published by Focus on the Family, and the books became almost a discipling tool. So fast forward to 5 years ago, I met my co-author, Alyssa Bethke, by happenstance, and she recognized me and started crying and said, it was because of your Christy Miller books that I came to know the Lord, and they discipled me. And we just started this really sweet mentoring relationship that then resulted in this book, Spoken For. The main reason why we wanted to write on this topic is because we both saw so many young women who had really lost their sense of identity. They didn't know who they were. We wanted to direct them back to who God says they are so that they have their true self established.
So tell us a little bit more about Alyssa before we get into the meat of the topic, because that's a great story too. And a lot of people know Alyssa through her blogging. She's got a really strong presence online. But for those not yet familiar with her work and her ministry, tell us a little bit about your co-author on this book, Alyssa Bethke.
She had been working here in Hawaii at a church as an intern, and we spent lots of time together. She was at our house often and going through a relationship that she wasn't so sure about, but there was this boy, this guy back home in Seattle area that she was kind of interested in. Well, my husband and I really thought that Jeff back in Seattle sounded like he was promising, and we walked with her through this journey of going through the relationship here and breaking up and returning to Seattle to work and reconnecting with Jeff. Well, it turns out his name, Jeff Bethke, might be familiar because Jeff had started this ministry of doing YouTube poems and spoken words, and it just expanded like crazy, where he was giving truth through these YouTube videos that drew in a huge crowd looking for those answers. And again, it was connected to identity. His book came out almost a year ago, and that was called Jesus is Greater Than Religion.
Well, and that was that the actual title of the YouTube video?
Yes, that was one of them. He has several. So, I mean, a happy day when they got married, and it was just to be part of that journey. I mean, here she had been in a study with me in Hawaii when we went through praying for your future husband. She broke up with the surfer boy and started praying, and God brought her Jeff. So, ladies, start praying.
Hi, I'm Kim Katola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.